At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Help! We suck at being newlyweds.
With Dean Ungler,
Haylen Miller Keys,
and Jared Haven,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to an all-new episode of Help! We suck at being newlyweds, and boy, oh boy, do we suck more than ever this week.
Why?
I don't know. I just wanted to say that. We've got a great episode. We're doing a double header this week, just like the good old days. We have some great guests. Fran and Rhea from Chicks in the Office are going to be joining us later this week on Thursday. You're not going to want to miss that. But in the meantime, we want to catch up with, I guess, everyone that's involved in this podcast. So Kaylin is currently in France. Jared is currently in Rhode Island.
You guessed it.
Yes, nice. And I'm currently in Las Vegas. Look at us.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? So what's going on, you guys? Jared, great to see you. It's always a pleasure to see you because we don't get to talk much during the week. But every time I get to talk to you on this podcast, it's a real treat, even when you wear those silly sunglasses.
Yeah, I felt like wearing sunglasses just because Dean's got his halo. I feel like I'm just missing out.
You're a cool Jared when you wear the sunglasses.
I feel cool. I've always thought I looked good with sunglasses on. Also, it just hides my face. Ashley says no.
I agree that I look cooler in sunglasses too, but Kaylin always makes fun of me because I always choose the exact same style of sunglasses no matter where or when it is.
Same exact ones, no matter what. He has like seven of the same pair.
It's those little round ones, right?
Yeah, I'm a round guy. I'm the hipster guy.
And I asked him to venture out in Japan when we were shopping for another pair because he lost his other pair. And he tried on other ones, and I was like, you're right. You found the one that fits your face shape the best.
Of course. That's why I wear them, because they're the only sunglasses that don't make me look ridiculous. Like, Jared's got a great shape of his face, and so he can pull off many different styles, I'm sure.
That's very sweet, but not true.
I have a very specific sunglass shape style. So, but I will admit, Jared, you look cool. Hopefully, you're in your comfy place. You're like Frankenstein from that movie. With Adam Sandler. What's the name of the movie with Adam Sandler and the little kid?
The animated one?
No, with the little kid.
Transylvania?
No, is it dad?
That's a good, what I thought
big,
he was talking
Big Daddy?
Big Daddy? Oh,
how
he
is that
calls
Frankenstein?
Kid Frankenstein.
The kid is named Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's a nice reference. He puts his
sunglasses on and he feels safe and comfortable and no one can see him. So that's how you are right now. I feel like you're in your happy place. You're comfortable. Maybe we can get some spicy hot gossip out of you this episode because of it.
I know. You know what? You wanna have some spice?
Yeah, spice me up.
Ashley and I had sex last night.
Yeah. Nice. I like Ashley's reaction. She has no idea why you just said that.
I was looking for some spice, you know. Why not change things up? Hey, we're married.
Is that because you guys are trying to have a baby, or you guys are just in it for the fun?
No, we're doing it for fun, man. Come on.
That's cool. That's cool. How did it? How did
every
you guys...
time has to be like to procreate.
How did it initiate? Who started it?
Ashley was the one who started it.
Nice. And like describe in detail how she starts it.
Yeah, she initiated it because it's planned, right? It's, you know, so at like 7 o'clock, she's like, so you should we have sex tonight?
Do we nice. Really want to talk about this?
Not fully.
No, because I said that would be a great conversation topic for the podcast.
Well, so here's the conversation topic for all these married couples out there. Caitlin, Dean, I'm sure you're not there, but you guys are headed there. So brace for it. You know, there's times where you just like don't have intimacy. What? No, get away. Get out of the room. Get out of the room.
The conversation was supposed to be about initiation.
That's what I'm talking about. Anyway. Like what I was saying. Sometimes it's hard to initiate. And because it's... My point being, now I lost my train of thought. Mm. My point being is that sometimes you just go like weeks and you're like, oh my God, we haven't had sex. And it's because life gets in the way. We're tired at night. We don't have the same libido that we once had. And we've talked about having planned sex on the podcast before. Not the sexiest of things, but needed. And so... with Ashley and I, it's just like, oh my God, we have to have sex because it's like we just have to do it. Because
yeah,
most of the times Dawson goes to bed at 9:30 and we're just exhausted.
I mean, that's how it is for me. I feel like I don't have a sex drive anymore either. Not that you're saying you don't have a sex drive, but it's hard to find time. And then, like you said, the day gets away from you, life gets in the way. I can't do the sexy time when I know that I smell and like just am really dirty.
Yeah, because we have to shower. Ashley likes to get all ready.
That's like, and that's 98% of the time for me. I stink and I'm dirty and I feel like gross. And then I'm like, oh, but I don't want to shower before bed. I'll do it in the morning. You know?
Yeah, there's a solution for that. But you don't like to shower. And that's totally...
No. I don't mind showering. I showered today. Thank you very much. I cannot shower at night. If I can't shower after 11 a.m., then it's just off the table for me. I can't shower.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, 11 is early. I can understand if it's like 9 o'clock at night and you're like, I'm so tired. I can't put myself in a body of water right now.
Yeah. Well, especially before bed, but you're right. Maybe it's a little bit later than 11, but I just hate the nighttime shower. Some people swear by them. I can't do it. And, you know, to the point of the conversation that we're having, that's like prime sex time. And at that point, I'm like I said, I know I smell bad. I know I'm dirty. The last thing I want is for Caitlin to be touching me because then she's going to realize how bad and smelly I am right now.
I already realize how smelly you are, but...
Who initiates more out of you two?
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, but I still I initiate sometimes.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah. But yeah. But we start needing to carve out some time. There was a time, not to get too personal here, where we were like, Caitlin and I talked and we're like, we're not being intimate enough. And so... We kind of did what you're doing where we like scheduled it and planned it. We're like every morning we're going to do
every
this.
Every morning?
Yeah. It lasted a good couple weeks.
Okay. Well, I mean, if we really want to get into it, after Dean broke his leg, it was very hard to be intimate.
Mm. Yeah.
Like it wasn't really physically possible because he dislocated his hip as well. So it became more difficult and then we got better.
Yeah, we got better. We got worse. We got better. We got worse. It's an ebb and flow. But it really just falls back onto me too. You know, like I always talk about how ashamed I am of my body right now. And just like being naked is not really my favorite thing. And having to think about Caitlin seeing me this way is really depressing for me. And that just falls back on me. I just got to get in shape.
But you look good.
He does look good. He's crazy. But that's why for me personally, morning sex is just completely off the table. I want it to be as dark as humanly possible so you don't see what I look like right now, you know?
Yeah, but at least in the morning, like you're thinner, you're less bloated. You know, you've kind of lost some water weight overnight. So you do, and you haven't eaten anything that day. So you do look better in the morning than you do at night. So there's at least that going for you. But I do agree with you with the lights thing.
How's the breath though? You guys, they say, I don't know who says this, but somebody said, that you found your soulmate if you can make out with them in the morning and their breath doesn't stink.
Yeah. How does my breath smell in the morning, Caitlin?
I don't think anyone's breath smells good in the morning, but...
Oh.
But we still made out in the morning and it's fine. I'm not ew.
Well, your breath stinks in the morning too, so.
How dare you?
How's that feel?
Okay, I can't take you guys seriously because you have the halo. Jared has the glasses. It looks like the angel and the devil, like on my shoulders right now, you know?
I'll gladly be the angel. Can you give yourself a filter so you can fit in with us?
I don't even know how to do that.
Oh, you can play around with it a little bit.
I feel like there's got to be like bunny ears on there for Kaylin.
What's your go-to position, Jared? Yours and Ashley's.
Okay, can we talk about something else?
Yeah, we don't have to go that deep. If it was Dean, if it was just you and I, we could rattle about this all day long. But, you know, I want to be respectful of the lady in the room.
You know the listeners want to hear about their favorite positions. No.
Let's try something else.
Well, all right. So we'll transition away from the sexy time talk. Even though, hey, listen, there's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just part of life, guys.
But I have a question. I have a non-inappropriate question. Ashley's not on birth control, right? So I know you said you guys aren't trying for a second child, but like technically you're not
Ashley's
trying.
On birth control.
Oh, she is. Okay, gotcha.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Right? Oh, yeah.
I just kind of always figured once you have a baby, you're kind of like off birth control for the rest of your life.
Why would you think that?
I don't know, because I'm an idiot.
Because you're a guy and you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I guess, you know, I just assume once you stop it, you're not going to restart it. But it does. I mean, it makes sense now that we're talking about it. I just have always kind of assumed, you know, you're married, you have a baby, and then you're kind of just like winging it. And whatever happens, happens.
That's so traditional of you.
Yeah.
What do you want, 17 kids?
As soon as we
kids?
Say I do, we get off of birth control and then we, you know.
Yeah. I mean, Kaylin's not on birth control, so we're not technically trying to have a kid, but like, you know, there's no goalie in the goal.
So like if stopping that puck.
If it happens, it happens. Kaylin might be pregnant at the wedding.
No, that would be not good because I just tried on my wedding dress and it fit perfectly.
You would need some alterations at that point.
Yeah, but I feel like you're going to be like a tiny pregnant person.
That'd be nice. I hope.
Yeah. Or it could be the opposite. You could balloon and we could have quadruplets, but... yeah, either way, I guess we'll wait till after the wedding. But I guess my point being that, you know, you're not on birth control. I'm certainly not wearing condoms. So
yeah, those are long gone, bro.
Could happen.
I can't remember the last time.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Speaking of weddings, how are you guys feeling about the wedding right now? Where are you right now in the process? So you're trying on dresses. Dean, you probably haven't even started looking at tuxes yet. But no, the venue's all booked. Do you guys have food, all that good stuff?
We're going... Yeah. Oh, sorry, you can answer, Kayla.
In 3 weeks, we have our food tasting. But next step, our wedding invites are going to print next week, and then they'll be sent out mid-June. Other than that, it's like design details, but tried on my wedding gown, fit perfectly. And on my way walking to, right after the podcast downtown, walking to my wedding dress fitting, I passed like 7 tux shops. And so I feel like they're like, that's where Dean should go to find his penguin tuxedo.
What, in France?
No, this was in downtown Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. Well, do I go to the tux fitting by myself?
You could bring a friend, bring Josh or Jackson. Jackson's stylish. Bring Jackson.
I asked Jackson. I was like, hey, if you want to get fitted for a tuxedo with me, we'll get you, we'll pay for your tuxedo. But then he's like, well, would I wear a tuxedo? And then I was like, suit, yeah, I guess you probably wouldn't wear a tuxedo.
He should wear a suit, but he should still go with you because we will cover his suit cost.
Oh, but he's probably already got one. But I guess we could buy him a new one. That'd be a good gesture on our behalf.
Yeah, let's do it. We should.
Yeah, so anyways, as we were saying, we got a food tasting in 3 weeks. We're actually going to stay at the property that everyone's going to stay at with us, and it should be a good time, I think.
Yeah, it's our first time seeing it not covered in snow, so it'll be interesting to see and actually like stay there.
I mean,
are you guys doing multiple food vendors? Like, are you picking? Did you already pick the people, your caterer?
So the property we're getting married at has a farm-to-table chef. And got it. He'll be there just like preparing the meals, and I guess we'll decide from there.
Yeah, which would be interesting. I've never really done a food tasting before, but
they're going to wine and dine you. It's very nice. Food,
so, yeah, like what are we going to do? Like take 3 bites of 7 meals?
Pretty much. But that's the best part, is that you get to try all this different food, and then you can take it to go, or you can obviously give it to a food shelter. You don't throw the food out, but
yeah.
Yeah, you get to try all these different things, and then you get to figure out what you want.
Are they charging us for this food tasting, Kaylin?
No, they're not. It's included. That's the one thing that's included.
That is, I'm surprised they're not charging us $1,000 for this.
I know. I'm surprised. Dean and I were talking. We were like, should we just stay at the property because our tasting's late? It's a little bit removed from Aspen. It's like kind of a drive. And Dean's like, they're going to charge us $1,000 for one night, but they gave us a discount. of $100, so that was generous, I guess.
Very generous. And it'll be nice. It'll be nice to just stay up there and kind of feel what it's going to be like for us and for everyone else that's there,
How many people are you guys inviting? I know. I can't remember.
Small. It gets smaller every day. I think it's going to be like 70.
Yeah. But we're inviting like 85, maybe.
Yeah.
We've gotten a couple no's, so.
Really?
Yeah. Hannah Ann from The Bachelor so far is a no.
Didn't put her on blast.
Is that
kidding, Hannah Ann?
Well, she's
excited
not going
for that headline this week. Hannah Ann not going to Kaylin and Dean's wedding.
No, I know.
It's just not coming.
And I'm sure some of my friends won't show up too because, you know, who wants to go to a wedding in Aspen in the summertime, in the fall? But
it'll be nice. Aspen?
No. Oh, yeah. It's going to be beautiful.
I've heard the beautiful is like wine over there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of fish in the Capistrano River as well. Yes. No, it'll be good. It'll be good. It's just a little stressful. I'm still trying to plan my bachelor party. That's kind of like what I've been thinking about doing a lot of lately. I haven't really actually taken any action on it, but
just thinking about it.
Hey, yeah, the first step in anything is thinking about it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So you've checked that box off.
I've got a group of like six of my close friends that I like put together, and I was like, hey guys, so I don't have a best man, so I'm going to plan this, but I just like want to pick everyone's brain and like see what everyone wants to, you know, what would everyone be interested in doing, where we want to go, like what time frame is the best. And I was such a bad idea because now I have six people saying this weekend, this place, this place, this place. And it just, what needs to happen is I just need to book something and then say, this is where it's happening. This is when it's happening. And then I'll send out all the, like the invites and everything, obviously.
Well, what I did that you'll never do is I sent out a survey and it was like, what dates are you available? Like which weekends in July and August? What's your size? Cause I'm getting everyone like little clothes, like different outfits for the thing, favorite colors, et cetera, which you'll never do, but you could just send out a survey with the dates. And then it was like, I found one weekend where everyone was free.
Mm, yeah. That's not going to happen for me, but yeah, it's stressful. And now they're saying like, Dean, you got to freaking figure this out. You got to get it done. If you don't do it, we're going to do it for you. And I was like, no, I need to do this. I need to prove that I could plan something like this for you guys. And so they're like, well, we want to help. And I'm like, absolutely not. I'm going to do
because
all this
myself.
Because
if they plan it, it's going to be like a wild weekend in Scottsdale or Vegas.
Yeah.
Like just partying all the time. I do have a question for you.
For me?
To put you on blast.
For
if
me?
You were to have a best man, who would it be?
Oh, don't put me on blast.
I just want to.
It'd be Jared.
Yeah, put him on blast. That's a safe answer. Come on now.
It'd be Brett.
Oh my God. Wells would kill you.
I don't know, maybe one of my brothers, maybe.
Yeah, it had to be a brother.
Yeah, but I wasn't a best man at my brother's wedding, which, you know, kind of makes me not
want to. Who is his best man?
His best friend.
What a dick.
Yeah, no, I
agree. Thought it'd be between Josh, Jackson, and Roni.
Yeah, it'd probably be between those three. Maybe like Austin or some other people in there would be considered as well. But that's partly why I'm not having a best man, because I don't want to have to think about it. You know?
Yeah, that's nice.
Caitlin,
yeah.
Do you have a maid of honor?
No.
Who would be your maid of honor?
I told one of my best friends that if I were to, she would be the one. And she keeps asking me like to plan the bridal shower, the bachelorette, all this stuff. And I was like, no, I've got it, but thanks.
Yeah. So, I've told a few of my friends that like, I was like, hey, if I had a best man, you'd be my best man. I've told like four
told
people
one
that.
Person. That's insane.
So that's kind of why I'm like stressed out about it. Not stressed about, I would be stressed if we were doing that, but thankfully we're not. But yeah, no, wedding planning is going well. We, you know, just kind of
have to wait
and
see. It's
going
well for you because you're not really doing a lot.
Oh, it's going well for you because you enjoy it.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's a perfect kismet situation.
We also pivoted on our dessert. During our cake tasting, we were like, we don't like cake. Why would we do cake for the dessert? So we switched to mini ice cream sandwiches,
which is great, but I was lobbying for ice cream so early on, and you the whole time were like, no, we can't have ice cream at our wedding as a dessert. That's impossible. How do you keep an ice cream cake cold for that long? And I was like, I don't know, there's a million ways to do it, I'm sure. And now look what we're doing. We're having ice cream just like I wanted.
Yeah, and we did a good compromise. My favorite dessert's chocolate chip cookies. Your favorite dessert's ice cream. So it's kind of like in the middle, cookies and ice cream.
Oh, you want to know what we should do too? We should have
You're already compromising. You're already a married couple. Look at that.
We should have a giant bowl of hot Cheetos at the wedding as well.
Ooh.
I'm good, but that could be for your bachelor party.
No, it should be at the wedding. I want it to be at the end of the buffet. Do we have a buffet? I want it to be at right next to the ice cream sandwiches, a big bowl of hot Cheetos.
We can do like, that can be the people's goodie bags as they leave, you know?
Yeah. No. I want it right next to the ice cream.
I'm not going to lie. Next to the ice cream sounds terrible, but the goodie bags is a great idea.
You could eat some hot Cheetos and then dig into some ice cream and cleanse your palate. Set it back to neutral.
And then we'll have White Monster on the side. All of Dean's favorites.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
What are you guys most looking forward to?
At the wedding?
Yeah. Ooh. the wedding day, whatever the wedding has entailed?
Friday of the wedding, I think, is going to be really fun. Like, obviously, I'm excited for the wedding, but it sounds like a lot of pressure on us and a lot of attention on us. So I think Friday I'm most excited for.
Mm-hmm. Rehearsal dinner, I'm assuming?
There's like an event on Friday that I'm excited.
Okay.
Do we have a band
talk about it?
We could, but we might as well keep it a surprise.
Yeah, is John Craigie coming to play at our wedding for on Friday? Is that what the surprise is?
No, it's not a surprise for you. You know what's happening.
Oh, I thought you were going to say John Craigie was going to come and play a private set for all of our attendees.
No, Matchbox 20 is.
Oh, that'd still be pretty sick.
Anything would be awesome.
Yeah, we could reach out. You know, I'll reach out to John. I'll talk to him.
I'm down to fly out an artist if we can fly out one person versus like five people, because it's very hard to fly out five people to Aspen.
And it's just very expensive. We had David Cook play at our wedding, and legitimately, because it was him, his like assistant, his band members, because he had a couple people, and then they stayed two nights, I think. Maybe it was just one night, I can't remember. So we had to play for the flights, all of their travel, all their equipment, because remember, they're bringing big ass equipment with them, and their hotels, and the hotel was like $500 a night.
Jeez.
So it was a lot of money.
What, like 10 grand?
We had a singer reach out, and it was her team, her husband. And Aspen is so expensive. I'm flying out Emma, the makeup artist, Emma Willis. And that I was like breaking the bank over. So
I know you're going to love having her there.
Oh, she's the best. After my engagement party, I went and did a trial with someone else in Denver. And I was like, no one compares to Emma. So it's worth it.
Yeah, she's the best. And just like awesome having her. You want to be surrounded by the people you love on your wedding day. Like I look back. And having Emma there was so awesome. Troy, our wedding planner there, was amazing. I'm trying to think of just other people that flew in for work purposes. But we were so happy to have them there. There was a bunch of people. So definitely a good choice with Emma.
Yeah, I'm excited. I also wanted to fly out the planners for our engagement party. Her company's called Runaway Indie, but I get along so well with her. Dean loves her husband.
Oh, love her husband. He's the most handsome man in the world.
And they're just like, I want to be friends with them. They're so much fun. We have so much fun hanging out with them. And after the engagement party, I was like, we're going to fly you out. We want you to stay on the property. And then I realized how expensive it was. And I was like, okay, never mind.
Yeah, but I don't know. It might be worth it. Like, I remember even like the videographers, Larev, where they're just like, you become so close with these people, and then because you're going through all of this process and you're planning such an important day, and then they're there, it's your family there for like 72 hours, and it's really nice.
Yeah. We are shooting with our wedding photographer during our food tasting for the first time, and he seems incredible. We've never met him. I've just talked to him on the phone. And he was like, I like to shoot with my couples beforehand just so I get a feel for them. And it'll be fun to like shoot with him, get to know him better. Yeah. I told Dean when I talked to him on the phone, he reminds me a lot of Ben Higgins. Like the way he speaks and is, I don't know, over the phone. I was like, you sound exactly like Ben.
Mm. Yeah, that'll be fun. True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight, and honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected, and another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy, and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him And we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black Lead products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So yeah, so we're doing that. We're spending one night on the property, and then the next day I drive 7 hours to climb a mountain. So it'll be good. And then what are you doing, Kaylin? Are you flying out to Aspen?
Yeah.
Have you booked that yet?
I didn't text you about that. No, I haven't, but I'm going to fly out the next morning.
I'm not going to lie. For a second there, when you said the next day, I was like, are you kidding me? The day after your wedding, you're climbing a mountain?
No. Are we getting married on a Saturday?
We are.
This guy doesn't know anything.
No, that's good. I've known these things. I just want to reconfirm. The more I hear it, the more it sticks in my head for a longer period of time.
Repetition. So. We do the same thing with Dawson.
You know how you want to get married on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
I'm here in France, and I showed up, and someone was getting married on a Wednesday. So it happens.
Dreams do come true, I guess. For those people, at least. Yeah, but Jared, fill us in on what's going on in your life, man. How was Mother's Day? This was your second Mother's Day with Dawson. Obviously, you are the father, but you know, how was Ashley's day?
I am the father, I think. Mother's Day went well. We got dinner with my family. So I worked until about 4:30 because Audrey's was just really busy. Obviously, Mother's Day, a lot of people go out. So it was pretty low key. I worked the night before. So we do these after wedding parties sometimes, and they go to about 2 a.m. We close at 1, but we're there till 2. So I got out of work at Saturday around 2 a.m, and then I had to be back there for a little bit before 8. But there's a CVS, a 24-hour CVS, and I knew I wasn't going to be home till about 5 on Sunday for Mother's Day. So I walked into the CVS at like 2:15 a.m. and got Ashley a card and flour and candy and wrote her a little note in the card and had it waiting for her when she woke up, which I hope sufficed because, you know, it's just crazy town over here in the Haven Iconetti household. But Mother's Day was good, man. Like, I don't know. I just, as I get older, and listen, I think women are incredible creatures, and mothers deserve so much praise and love because I've seen firsthand what Ashley has gone through with pregnancy and helping, you know, raising our child. And of course, I raise our child as well. But Ashley's so good at being a mother. So I don't mean any disrespect, but like, I don't know. I'm kind of just getting over holidays. Because it's like, dude, like, it's just like that Saturday. Our lives are chaotic. We're all over the place. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I have to get Ashley something. I don't know what to get her. Like, I was like, maybe I'll get her a massage or something. So, like, because I try to, like, show my appreciation every day to Ashley. But it's, like, one of those things where I'm like, oh, my God, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthdays. I'm like, my God. Am I just becoming an old grump? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I think you've been an old grump for a while, though.
I feel like we talked about this on the podcast, just being over holidays recently. I agree with you. It's too much.
I mean, I still love Christmas and Halloween, but that doesn't feel like... It's more of like a celebratory season.
Yeah.
Rather than like this one day you have... I mean, I guess Christmas kind of, but...
Well, Christmas you at least like decorate for, you get excited for. It's like a more of a build-up and a bigger thing. So I don't think Christmas really falls into the category of things like Valentine's Day. But I do agree with you, Mother's Day. It's great, obviously, to celebrate and appreciate mothers, but it just seems like sometimes it seems a little forced, like you should be celebrating these people every day. So I'm with you on that one. Birthdays and Christmas, even Christmas, I don't love Christmas, but birthdays I think are important, right, Kaylin?
Second time I've ever heard you say that, but yeah.
Right, Kaylin?
Yeah.
You think are or are not important?
They're the only important ones in my opinion. Like birthdays, everyone's got a different birthday. You're celebrating something actually that happened, not like some random made up thing. Birthdays, I think, make the most sense to celebrate in my opinion.
See, birthdays, however, should be celebrated for the mother, because Mother's Day. So I think Mother's Day should just be canceled. And then the day of your birth, you should celebrate your mother, because she's the one who pushed you out.
Yeah.
And I've seen it firsthand, and I would die if I went through that. So I celebrate Ashley for that. I say, Dawson, happy birthday.
And then like the build up for Mother's Day, I feel like a lot of moms are let down. Like I called my mom for Mother's Day and I was like, what are you doing? She said, yeah, no one really did anything for me. I'll just like go pick up dinner to go on the way home. So I feel like there's a lot of opportunity for letdown with Mother's Day, because typically, and this is just the household I grew up in, moms do a lot of the work. And like, you know, my mom is the one to get all of the Christmas presents, all of the birthday presents. And so I feel like she's typically pretty let down on Mother's Day, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's sad. See, that's...
I know.
Yeah, mothers should be just celebrated every day. Be like, hey... Yeah. Thanks for being you, you know, because Mother's Day, it's just, I don't know.
But I'm sure most moms would say like, oh, I don't need it. You know, you're my biggest gift, et cetera, et cetera. As I mean, I'm not a mom, nor will I ever be. But I guess I'm just saying like, I don't know. It just, meh, I don't know. Maybe I'm
moms
biased.
Moms are typically pretty selfless. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Selfless. That's kind of what I was trying to get to. Thanks for helping me there. But I agree with you, Jared. Like, you know, when February comes around, you guys are celebrating Dawson's birthday. Make sure that you let Ashley know how special the day should be for her as well.
Oh, I tell her that all the time. Anytime I see a baby now at Audrey's, for example, there was a 1-month-old little boy at Audrey's today who was so cute and he was crying, and it brought me back, because like there is a different type of cry that a young baby has, and it's like piercing. And because it just feels like they're in pain. You know, I know they're not. It's just like they're just in the world and they don't know what to do. It's really sad. But anyway, so the baby was crying and whenever I was like, oh, he's so adorable, he's so cute, blah, 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 which he was. But then I was looked at the mom. I'm like, how are you doing? Like, you're the one who's not sleeping. You're the one who just pushed this living thing out of you. You're the one who's dealing with all the consequences of what's happening to your body right now. It's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Dawson is the best thing that's ever happened to me. I love him so much. I definitely do want another kid, even though like when I really think about it, it's like, whew, I don't know if we could do it. But I love Dawson so much. I would never trade anything for him. But damn, like it's a lot on me, let alone Ashley. And so like I always make a point to be like, how are you doing? Like, are you okay? Because it's okay, you know, are you getting any sleep? Are you just sad all the time? What's going on with you?
Yeah.
If you had to make a decision between Dawson and Ashley, Jared, who would you pick?
I love my wife. I love my wife so much. She's one of the best things that's ever happened to me in my life.
I smell a butt coming along.
Maybe tied with Dawson. Maybe tied with Dawson. But I would hope Ashley would make the same exact decision. If like we were in a Sophie's Choice and it was Dawson or Ashley, I love you so much, Ashley, but I'm going to try to save you both. That's my first option. But option number two is Dawson.
Well, that kind of brings me to my question that I was kind of wanting to ask is as a parent, obviously you can speak to this. I can't speak to it. I've read or heard or whatever, I don't know, consumed this information somehow, that parents should often put their children before their relationship with their partner, but they always talk about how important it is to put your partner first always. But so you think it goes kid, partner?
Yeah, I think whoever said you need to put your partner first before your kid never had kids.
Yeah, that's probably got not too far from the truth.
So I would tell Ashley, and I think Ashley would make the exact same decision. I know she loves me. Yeah. I know she cares about me more than anything besides Dawson. Maybe tied. I mean, it's kind of like all tied together. You know, it's hard to separate the three of us.
You're like, just take them both.
I would pull a Tom Cruise and I would make sure that I rescue both of them. But if the decision was ever left in Ashley's hands, like if she had to, you know, she had to shoot one of us, shoot me, Ashley, like, you're saving his life. He needs to live on.
Kaylin, how do you foresee that going for you if that were ever a choice that you had to make?
You or Alistair?
I think...
Me or Hunter? Or Debbie?
You over Alistair. Alistair's a jerk sometimes. But we love him.
Oh, no.
But we love him. He's just so mean.
He's mean? What does he do?
He bites people.
Oh, Lois bites people, too. She's a little meanie herself.
It gives me so much anxiety. But I've heard, like, once you have a kid, everything changes, you know? So you put your kid above everything else and then it's your partner.
I would put you before the kid no matter what.
Really? I don't think that's true, but that's sweet.
Yeah, of course it's true.
I think when we bring a child into this world, you're going to experience a love that you've never experienced ever before.
It's also just the pure innocence of your kid. Yeah. Like, it's just, he's so helpless and he's so happy about the smallest things. You know, I literally just go, like, I move my sunglasses up and down and then he smiles and you're like,
yeah, but he also like shits his pants and doesn't contribute and isn't like, you know, if he's not your friend,
you're gonna learn to fall in love with that
human entity that exists around you. I would pick Kaylin every time, no matter what. And that's what I'm sticking with. But we do have to wrap this up.
Don't forget, though, one day when Kaylin's older, she's going to start pooping her pants, too. So it's like full circle. You know what I mean? Do you want to deal with the poop now? Or the poop?
Are you holding a makeup brush?
By the time
I'm playing with it.
By the time Kaylin is pooping her pants, I'll have been pooping my pants for 10 years at that point. So it's really, that's kind of, you know, not really that
not high your on concern.
My list of worries. But that's going to end it for this week's episode. Not this week's, but today's episode, because we do have another episode coming up. We're cutting this one short. Because we have some great guests joining us in a couple days on that podcast. Fran and Rhea from Chicks in the Office. Be sure to stick around for that in a couple days. But Jared, thank you for being open about your favorite sexual positions. That was really enlightening.
I didn't answer it, but sure. Ashley was in the corner like...
Yeah, no, I could feel, like, right, I feel the glare through the Zoom, even though she was out of frame.
She wasn't happy.
But that's going to do it for this episode of Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds. Be sure to tune in a couple days where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds.
And email us at newlyweds@iheartradio.com.
Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. We'll see you next time.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at 2 locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.